I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Biden administration is giving the first public look inside a U.S. military base housing Afghans airlifted out of the Afghanistan area amid questions about how the government is caring for the refugees and vetting them. The three-hour tour of Fort Bliss Army Base in El Paso, Texas, was the first time the media has been granted broad access to one of the eight military installations where the evacuees are being screened. Reporters were not allowed to talk with the evacuees or spend any time, any more than a few minutes, in areas where they were gathered. The evacuees are being housed at a base while they undergo medical and security checks. Evacuation flights resumed for Westerners, but thousands of at-risk Afghans who had helped the United States are still stranded in their homeland, with the U.S. Embassy shuttered, all American diplomats and troops gone, and the Taliban now in charge, with the United States and Taliban both insisting on travel documents that may no longer be possible to get in Afghanistan. The plight of those Afghans is testing President Joe Biden's promises not to leave America's allies behind. An evacuation flight out of Kabul on Thursday, run by the Gulf state of Qatar and the first of its kind since U.S.-led military evacuations, ended on August 30th, focused on U.S. passport and green card holders and other foreigners. Again, evacuation flights have, in fact, resumed for Westerners alone, but thousands of at-risk Afghans who helped the United States are still stuck in Afghanistan. This is VOA News. For the first time, Joe Biden will hold the rank of commander-in-chief as he marks the anniversary of the nation's worst terror attacks. Now he must shoulder the responsibility borne by previous presidents to prevent future tragedy, and he must do so against fresh concerns about terrorism after the U.S. exit from the country from which the September 11th attacks were launched. This 9/11 comes little more than 2 weeks after a suicide bomber in Kabul killed 13 U.S. service members as the military concluded its withdrawal from Afghanistan. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration is gearing up for another major clash between federal and state rule over its sweeping new vaccine requirements that have Republican governors threatening lawsuits. But when many details about the rules remain unknown, some experts say Biden appears to be on firm legal ground to issue the directive in the name of protecting employee safety. Republicans swiftly denounced the mandate that could impact 100 million Americans as government overreach and vowed to sue. A section of mountain on the outskirts of Mexico City has given way, plunging rocks the size of small homes into a densely populated neighborhood and leaving at least one person dead and at least 10 missing. Rescue teams scaled a three-story pile of rock where houses had been in the neighborhood Friday. They are slowly excavating areas looking for people trapped below. Images from the area showed a segment of the steep green side of the peak sheared off above a field of giant rubble with closely packed homes remaining on either side. The White House said Friday that a 90-minute call between President Joe Biden and the Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping was intended to keep channels of communication open. The tone of Thursday's call was respectful and candid, not lecturing or condescending, according to the press secretary, Jen Psaki. According to the Xinhua news agency, Xi suggested to Biden that the country should continue with contact and dialogue and cooperate on issues like climate change, epidemic prevention and control, and economic recovery, as well as major international and regional issues, according to Xinhua agency. And again, the Biden administration is giving the first public look inside a U.S. military base housing Afghans airlifted out of Afghanistan amid questions about how the government is caring for the refugees and vetting them. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.